What's up, guys? What's going on, man? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional, and this is with Trust in Jesus Ministries, and we are going through the book of Genesis, and we are continuing our saga. So if you haven't checked it out, we're in chapter 35, verse 9 through 15. If you have read it, we're going to go ahead and jump on into it, man, and answer the four questions. So the first question is this: what is going on in the story? What's happening in the narrative? Well, it says that God appeared to Jacob. It says that he appeared to him on his way to Paddan Aram. So this is in the past. And he said he came to him and he blessed him and he changed his name to Israel. We got that story earlier, and now we're coming back to it because we want to be reminded. The reader wants us to remind us about what happened to Jacob, and that he's no longer Jacob anymore, but he's Israel. And it seems like this structure, this thing, this reminding also is a movement of what it takes, like maybe restoration and repentance is what moves us to that change of name, to that change of nature, because Jacob to Israel is a picture of a change that God has wrought about inside Jacob. So after that repentance, that restoration that was made, this confirmation happens again that Jacob is no longer Jacob, but Jacob is Israel. And then after he calls him Israel, man, God also says to him who he is, because we can't properly know who we are until we know who he is. Right. And so he says, I'm El Shaddai, man. I am God Almighty. And this reminds you of something, don't it? It reminds you of the time that God spoke with his father or his grandfather, Abraham. And he says, I'm El Shaddai. He says, he spoke with Isaac in the same way. He says, I'm El Shaddai. I am the God who is most powerful, God Almighty. And he says to him, he says, man, be fruitful and multiply, which is something that's going to happen by his power, by the power of El Shaddai. He's like, be fruitful and multiply. And when he's talking about that, you're wondering, because you're like, he got a ton of kids already, man. He got 12 kids, you know what I'm saying? But he's not talking about in that way. He's talking about upon the earth, fill it with nations, man. Because now he's making that promise to him as he is made to his forefathers, to Isaac, to Abraham. He's reestablishing these promises that he has made, and now they're coming to him. He's saying, man, kings will come from your loins, man. Kings, man, and the land that I promised your father and your grandfather, that land will be yours and to your seed, man. He says that's what's going to happen. He's establishing that promise again with him, man. And then he takes off. God takes off, and when he takes off, he names the place Bethel. So what is this saying about God? It's saying that God keeps his promises, man. Dude, it ain't as long as it was for Abraham, but it has happened finally. He is back home rested. The promise that he said he would do by keeping him, walking with him, taking care of him, and making him arrive safely back home, he has done that. God is a promise keeper. He's also a God of blessing, man. He blesses Isaac. He blesses Abraham, and now he is blessing Jacob. Now, we've seen him being blessed multiple times, but what this blessing that God has given him, this blessing is also representative for us, too, which is so powerful, is because it says through him, the nations will be blessed. And so we find salvation. We find blessing. We find hope. We find life. And so God is a God of blessing. He's also a God of change. We see it again in the name change as we see Jacob to Israel and what that means, that no longer is he a deceiver, one who's trying to overtake someone. But now he's one who has striven with God and man and has prevailed. He's the one who has gone through so much, yet finds blessing and hope. And this is all because of God. God's loving and gracious mercy upon him. What does this say about man? Well, I think it says that we should be worshiping God. We should be glorifying his name in the remembrance of all that he's done for us, man. Because look at Jacob right here. Look at Israel. He is pouring out a drink offering, a libation. He is erecting a pillar in remembrance of God. He is naming this city in honor of the one who has saved him. This is what it's about, man. As we see and we know what God has done, man, we praise his name. That should just exude joy. It should flow from us. We also should remember that we're blessed by God, man, that God has blessed us. I talked about that earlier because he's the God of blessing. But now let's look at it on our side, is that we are blessed. Man, we are highly favored. And we should remember that. We should recall that to our minds. And so how do we apply these truths to our lives? How do we take that God is a God of promise keeping and blessing and change? And then how do we move that for us to recognizing that we're blessed and that we're to worship his name? How should we apply that to it? Well, I think that we should remind ourselves daily. Are you reminding yourself? Man, we reminded ourselves in the last episode. And so after that thing that you come to see God has blessed you in or revealed himself in a mighty way to you, has shown himself and made him known to you, praise him for that today. Now, if you didn't praise him for him yesterday, I'm like, whoa, because I mean, you probably did because of the wonder that it bestowed upon you. But today I want to make sure that you do it if you did not. Praise him today. Praise the God who blesses us. Praise the God who reveals himself to us. Give glory to his name. May I thank you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.